This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Sacred music for brass, works by Bach, Gabrielli, Tomasi, and others, takes place next Sunday afternoon, April 15th, at St. John's United Methodist Church in Albuquerque. The New Mexico ensemble, The Enchantment Brass, performs as part of the community concert series Music at St. John's. And with us this morning is one of the leaders of The Enchantment Brass, principal trumpet of the New Mexico Philharmonic, John Marciando. John, welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
There are over 20 musicians in the Enchantment Brass. Who are they? Where do they come from?
Most of them are, well, I should say all of them are from the Albuquerque area, and it's made up of several players from the Philharmonic and also from the University of New Mexico Music Department, several music teachers from high schools or junior highs in the area. And then we fill out the group with some of the students from UNM, some of the exceptional students. And we all just, you know, want to get together and have fun playing brass. And that was sort of the driving force behind the idea for this. When J.D. Shaw approached me to discuss the group, it was the number one thing we discussed was, this has got to be fun. And we're going to have a good time doing it. And we certainly do.
And this is the first season.
We are in our inaugural season. This is our third concert and a final concert for the season, but we're already planning next season, and we'll have all that information soon.
Great. A lot of the music that you played in the first two concerts was arranged by J.D. Shaw, the great horn player who you mentioned.
Correct. He is our principal arranger, although there are other members of the group that will be doing arranging in the future as well. Brass instruments in general, you know, we don't have a lot of great music written for us. Most of the instruments came into their modern version late. And, and so you look at music from the classical period and, you know, there's stuff for horn, but there's not a lot of stuff for trumpet or trombone. So most of the music written for brass is contemporary or Baroque. Because of that, brass musicians, we like to steal a lot of stuff. And so several of the arrangements we've played are stolen. We've done music from Sibelius, Finlandia, to Brian Setzer's Gonna Rock This Town. And it's all in good fun, and we hope the audience enjoys hearing that. That being said, this current concert we're playing, many of the pieces we're going to be doing were actually written for brass choir with a religious sort of inspiration, if you will, sacred inspiration, hence the title of the concert, Sacred Inspirations. There will be some arrangements of Bach, but this is a more serious concert than we're usually going to do. But it will still be fun, and we'll still be doing the whole thing of chatting with the audience and bringing them in and letting them know our feelings about the music, and which I believe is important.
Absolutely. You perform in all sizes of musical ensembles, symphony orchestras, obviously, small brass, ensemble brass, quintet. What is the advantage performing in this sort of mid-size brass choir ensemble?
Because of the numbers are increased, the availability of colors, the possibility of having more players to fill out chords and fill in harmonies, and, you know, it makes for a sonically pleasing experience for the listener. But as a player, it's much more thrilling to have yet another way to express ourselves, spread our wings as players, if you will. And it's really, you know, very fulfilling for all of us to do.
Trumpeter John Marciando is part of the Enchantment Brass. They present Sacred Inspirations Sunday afternoon, April 15th, 2 p.m. at St. John's United Methodist Church, 2626 Arizona Northeast in Albuquerque. Donations to support the Music at St. John's series are appreciated. For information, call 883-9717. Great to meet you, John. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.